Doom 3 is pretty much about the environment. You're not going to find a game that has a better environment than Doom 3. Now, when you buy Doom 3, you're going to have to realize you're going to need a beefy system to really crank the detail settings up. But I've heard that the game scales well anyway. So if you have, let's say, a year or two-year-old computer, as long as it has a 128-meg graphics card, you're pretty much okay to run Doom 3. They recommend a 1.5 gigahertz Pentium 4 or higher. I recommend probably a 2 gigahertz with a 128-meg graphics card. If you don't have it, you're probably going to want to upgrade before you even try to play Doom 3. That being said, I was running on a Pentium 4 3 gigahertz with a 5950 Ultra, and it was slamming. The graphics are unbelievable. What's more is that everything has these nice effects. There's heat haze, it's an awesome effect. I can't even describe it. When you see the imps throwing, you know, flame balls at you, and you see the heat haze coming off of other stuff, it's just simply incredible. It's one of the best effects I've ever seen in the game. Other things that really caught my attention are the audio of the game. The audio in the game really immerses you in the environment. Now, the graphics are great, but the audio is also great. That to me is just perfect. You know, if you're opening a door and all of a sudden this thing jumps at you and you're totally unexpecting it, it's probably one of the best experiences I've had in the game so far. I must have been scared at least, let's see, twice or so. And it just keeps getting better and better. Now, other than that, the game is pretty much the same as any other shooter. You basically point and shoot. You know, you run around grabbing keys. In fact, the key situation is a little differently in this one. You actually collect things called PDAs, or personal data assistants. They actually contain other things besides the security locks, a.k.a. the keys. They contain stuff like emails from the person that you're picking up the PDA from, or video logs, or audio logs. And in fact, it gives you a little backstory to the world of Doom 3 and how it's going on. Doom 3 pretty much takes, you know, place on Mars, and the Martian atmosphere is great. The engine really can shine in indoors or outdoors, so, you know, when ID leases this engine to other companies, it's going to be great. I can't wait to see other games that use this engine. Other than that, you know, gameplay is, you know, it's okay. It's not great by any means. It's very repetitive after a while. I'd say after 5 hours or so, the game gets very boring. You know, the first couple of times when imps spawn in or you open a door and the thing jumps at you, you get scared, and that's good. It plays more like a horror film than a game, and that's pretty cool. But after it happens 20 or 30 times, you expect it. It becomes a nuisance. And unfortunately, that's where Doom 3 falls behind. Now, it's still a great game. It's probably one of the best-made games I've ever seen. It has not crashed once, and that's a feat in itself. A game that hasn't crashed yet. That's simply amazing. I mean, people complain about PC games that they have to be patched all the time and stuff. This is one of those games that is almost perfect. I couldn't find any flaws in it. Now, you know, people are probably going to nitpick at some of the textures. Oh, they're not that great. But, you know, it's still a great game. The gameplay might not be there, but for hardcore Doom fans, this is the thing you've been waiting for. For horror film people, man, this will really rock your boat, too. And for other people, I don't know if you want to blow $55 on a game, but just to see the latest technology, I think it's worth it. Or if you got a friend, you know, you can borrow the game. I'm not saying go out and pirate the game. But if you're at a friend's house, check it out. You'll probably enjoy it. Whether it's worth $55 is totally up to you. You can check out the screenshots at the bottom of the review. Anyway, I hope you enjoyed our first game review here at AAC Games, and we're probably going to have some more, starting with some Xbox games I already see. Well, we hope you enjoyed listening, and we'll see you later.